What if the key to transforming your life isn't about working harder, but reconnecting with something you've had all along? This is the promise at the heart of the 8th Habit. While Covey's original 7 habits taught us effectiveness, this new dimension addresses a painful reality of modern work. Despite unprecedented technological advancement, most people feel unfulfilled. Studies show only 37% of workers understand their organization's goals, and just 1 in 5 feel enthusiastic about them. We're caught in a profound transition, living in a knowledge worker age while still managed by industrial age practices that treat humans like replaceable parts. Have you ever felt like a cog in a machine at work? There's a reason. While we've moved into a knowledge economy, our management practices remain trapped in outdated paradigms that value control over contribution. This creates what Covey calls the downward spiral of codependency. When people are managed like things, they stop seeing themselves as leaders and wait for direction. Remember the film example of Max and Max, where an enthusiastic new employee has his spirit broken by micromanagement until he becomes like Max the dog, just waiting for commands? The fundamental problem is viewing humans incompletely. We aren't merely bodies needing control, but four-dimensional beings: body, mind, heart, and spirit, with corresponding needs to live, love, learn, and leave a legacy. Your voice, your unique personal significance, emerges where talent, natural gifts, passion, what energizes you, need, what the world values, and conscience, inner moral compass, converge. When aligned, you discover authentic expression that serves both personal fulfillment and others' needs. Muhammad Yunus exemplifies this through Grameen Bank, which provides microcredit to Bangladesh's poorest citizens. From an initial $27 loan to 42 people, he built an institution serving 3.7 million people across 46,000 villages, demonstrating how voice emerges when talent meets societal need. This journey starts with 3 fundamental gifts: freedom of choice, natural laws, and our 4 intelligences. Between stimulus and response lies our freedom to choose, allowing us to become transition persons who break negative patterns. While cultural values differ, principles are universal laws governing consequences. Our physical, PQ, mental, IQ, emotional, EQ, and spiritual, SQ, enable us to express our unique voice in the world. History's most influential leaders shared 3 traits: vision, discipline, and passion. Covey adds conscience as the 4th crucial element that, when governing the others, creates enduring leadership that positively transforms the world. Vision is seeing possibilities through applied imagination, the first creation in any endeavor. By affirming others' potential, we reflect their best selves, enabling transformation. Discipline executes vision through sacrifice and willpower, the second creation. It means facing reality and prioritizing long-term good over immediate desires. True freedom comes through discipline. Without it, we remain slaves to moods and appetites. Passion flows from the heart as optimism and persistence. Born from choice rather than circumstance, it powers vision and discipline when challenges arise. Authentic passion emerges where personal talents meet societal needs, what Aristotle called one's vocation. Conscience is the universal moral compass that transcends culture, the still small voice within, elevating ego to serve greater good. While ego micromanages, conscience empowers people to exercise self-control and contribute their unique gifts. True leadership means seeing more in others than they see in themselves, communicating their worth and potential so clearly they come to see it themselves. This sets in motion a cycle of seeing, doing, and becoming. Organizations today face seismic shifts, including globalization, universal connectivity, democratization of information, and wealth creation moving from financial to intellectual capital. These changes require a new kind of leadership accessible to all. The solution comes through four roles of leadership: modeling, conscience, pathfinding, vision, aligning, discipline, and empowering passion. These roles apply to anyone seeking to increase their influence. Like Buckminster Fuller's "Just a Trim Tab" epitaph, influential people act as the small rudder turning the big rudder that steers the ship. By focusing on their circle of influence through consistent effort, they expand their impact. Research shows only 31% of people focus on what they can directly impact, a key distinction between proactive and reactive mindsets. Trust, built on character and competence, binds organizations together. Character includes integrity, keeping promises, maturity, balancing courage with consideration, and an abundance mentality. Competence encompasses technical skills, conceptual knowledge, and interdependency awareness. Both elements are essential for trustworthiness. The emotional bank account metaphor shows how relationships grow or diminish through our actions. Keeping promises, especially when difficult, builds trust most effectively, while breaking them causes the greatest damage. The third alternative transcends compromise by seeking higher solutions through creativity and openness. This approach requires principle-based security rather than dependence on others' opinions, enabling vulnerability without predetermined outcomes. Empathic listening means setting aside personal perspective to truly understand others' viewpoints. Like the Indian talking stick tradition, where speakers must first accurately restate the previous point, it demands self-control but creates stronger relationships and better decisions. Organizations thrive when individual and organizational needs align across all dimensions: survival, body; growth, mind; relationships, heart; and meaning, spirit. Without this balance, organizations either lose mission focus through margin obsession or fail by ignoring it. Execution requires aligning systems with core values. Untrustworthy systems override trustworthy people, explaining why organizations often promote teamwork while rewarding competition. True empowerment comes through directed autonomy, clear goals with accountability that transforms control into self-control. Win-win agreements function as covenantal relationships between volunteers, creating clarity about expectations while enabling self-management through balanced scorecards. The four disciplines of execution focus on vital activities driving results: setting wildly important goals, creating compelling scorecards, translating goals into specific actions, and maintaining consistent accountability. When practiced diligently, these make execution predictable and replicable. The ultimate expression of the eighth habit is using our voices to serve others. This service orientation not only helps others, but deepens our own freedom and relationships. While previous ages were defined by tools like the bow and arrow, hunter-gatherer, or factories, industrial, the age of wisdom is symbolized by a compass, representing our power to choose direction guided by principles. Wisdom transcends mere information and knowledge. As knowledge increases, our awareness of ignorance also grows. True wisdom emerges when knowledge serves worthy purposes and principles, born from integrity that comes through humility and courage. Peace and contentment emerge naturally when we live for something greater than ourselves. Finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs isn't just about personal fulfillment. It's about transcending effectiveness to achieve greatness through contribution to others. In a world hungry for authentic leadership, your unique voice matters more than you know.